Throughout the Bible, prophets like Moses and Elijah revealed God's will in critically important ways. They reminded God's people of their covenant obligations, calling them to repentance, and delivering a message of hope in future redemption. The New Testament makes it clear that as a prophet, Jesus is superior to all the prophets that came before him. But in what way? If all prophets do essentially the same job, and all speak the words of God, why is Jesus better than the rest? How is God's revelation through Jesus superior to his revelation through other prophets?
How is God's revelation through Jesus superior to the prophets who came before? Hebrews 1 talks about that very superiority in saying, long ago, at many times in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. What you're seeing there is that the Son's revelation is superior because of who he is, that he is God himself, that he perfectly reveals God. It's also the culmination of those foreshadowing and prophecies that were there in the Old Testament. It is a final revelation. It is the definitive revelation that is the capstone of everything that came before.
The revelation of God through his Son Jesus is described variously, particularly in Hebrews chapter 1, as being full, sufficient, and final. Jesus is God's last word, and there is a sense in which Jesus in his incarnation not only came as a fully perfect human being, but he also came to reveal God. And therefore, there is a sense in which nobody else could have done what Jesus did. He is not just another prophet. He's actually coming God in the flesh to show us what God is like. And therefore, we encourage the readers of the Bible to see Jesus as God's full and final revelation of himself.
Jesus is the prophet. We have other prophets who came to speak about him. But when he came, we heard directly from the true and only prophet who has no flaw in his message. And the scripture in Deuteronomy, where Moses was talking about God raising another prophet from among us, who is going to be greater than every other prophet that had lived, that really come to my mind that his words are the final. That is the authority we have in the Word of God today. That any other prophet that come to speak to us outside of this true and this prophet of God who came in his human form, I would say those prophecy could be subjective, but the whole truth and counsel of God has been spoken to us through Jesus Christ in his prophetic office.
As prophet, Jesus reveals more than any of the previous prophets. Particularly, he reveals with more clarity than any one of them achieved the plan of redemption. And he also penetrated in his prophecies, his foretelling of God's truth, the profound ethical and spiritual dimensions of God's holy expectations. He revealed the future with greater clarity than any one of them was able to do. But I think that the distinction, the real watershed difference between Christ as the prophet par excellence and all the faithful prophets of the past is hinted at the outset of the Epistle to the Hebrews, where we're told that in many ways and in different times, God spoke through the prophets. It was real prophecy, but now he has spoken to us through his Son, And it's something about the unique identity of this prophet that's key to understanding his superiority. And I think it can be distilled to this, that of all the truth that we can acquire through investigation or through revelation, there are two kinds of knowledge that stand out as of paramount importance. Knowledge of God and knowledge of who we really are. And in the God-man, Jesus Christ the prophet, we have the clearest revelation ever, before or since, of what God is like. We look upon the face of Jesus, and there we see God through a window like no other ever. And the great mystery is that in his full and complete identification with us, we also see in Jesus Christ what true restored humanity looks like. Not only is Jesus Christ the supreme and quintessential window of revelation into the true nature of God, but he is also, precisely because he has taken upon himself our complete and full humanity, he is the revelation to us of what we are destined to become. He is the prototype of the new humanity. He is in the present what we are destined to become when this defaced image of God in us is fully restored to its untarnished splendor. He points to our future through the grace of God. And so, in the incarnate Christ, we have both the most profound insight into the true nature of God, and we see also in the face of Jesus our own destiny and future through the redeeming and glorifying grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God's revelation through Jesus is superior to his revelation through other prophets, I think, in two major ways. First of all, Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophets. As he tells the disciples on the Emmaus Road, these prophecies spoke of him and were fulfilled in him. Secondly, there is the fact that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. Other prophecies pointed towards God. Jesus himself was the manifestation, the very revelation of God's inner being in the flesh.
God's revelation to us through Jesus is superior to any other revelation that has come through the prophets in a number of ways. First, we see that Jesus teaches with an unparalleled authority. One of the remarkable things as you read through the Gospels is not just that the people were amazed at his authority when he healed someone or cast out a demon, but they were even amazed at the authority of his teaching. It was an authority that was unmediated. It was an authority that came from Jesus himself in a way that was unique among those who came before him. But we also see, secondly, that Jesus is superior in revelation because he's not simply teaching God's law. He's actually fulfilling God's law. He was born in the fullness of time and came to fulfill all righteousness. So as Jesus is teaching about who God is, he is also fulfilling what God has been requiring of his people. A third way is Jesus is God incarnate. He is the one who has made God known in a way that no one before him could ever make God known in the same way. Because as John tells us, he is himself in the Father's bosom and is himself the only begotten God. This Son of God, the only begotten God, is making God known in a way that no one else ever could. In the same way that he gave us grace and truth in his teaching in a way that not even Moses could do.